fun tonight.
Amen. It's good to be in God's house tonight. Boy, I'm glad for those palms of victory, ain't you? Thank the Lord. I'm glad for the singing. Just been a blessing tonight. Boy, I tell you, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know if you're excited about it or not, but I am. I'm excited to be here. I just thank the Lord for what I can feel in my heart. If it wasn't for the grace of God, then none of us be here tonight. But where I am, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It's not but what I've done, it's through and by His grace. It's His grace. If you got your Bible, turn with us Genesis chapter number 1. That's what God's laid on our heart. Genesis chapter number 1 tonight. And I just want to preach what God's laid on my heart. I was praying earlier and asked God what should I preach. And He laid this scripture on my heart. So we'll just do our best to be obedient, follow the Spirit of God, give you what God's given us tonight. Genesis chapter number 1, start with verse number 13. And the Bible said, in the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. That's all we're going to read this evening. You pray for us tonight. God has showed us something about this scripture. We want to give it to you tonight. What God has showed us, we just preach a little bit. These two lights that God's talking about. The scripture tonight, I believe everything in it is spiritually discerned. The Bible is a spiritual book. And matter of fact, to understand the scripture, the Bible says you have to have the Spirit of God. We can't even understand the Word of God unless the Spirit of God reveals it unto us. But the Bible here, I was thinking about this scripture, where the Bible said there was two great lights that God had created. And God started working on my heart about the two lights. Now I want to say tonight, I am glad that God created light. Ain't you? Listen, God created it from the very beginning. He is light. The Bible said, listen, that He created the sun. I'm glad for the sun tonight. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for the sun, there'd be no life. But I'll just go to say this. If it wasn't for the S-O-N, there'd be no life. There'd be no hope. But I'm glad that God created, amen, the two lights. If it wasn't for the light of the sun, listen, everything would die. But I'm glad, amen, for the light of Jesus Christ. He is the great light. He is the one that everything revolves around. And it isn't about Him. Amen. It's about nothing. Everything or something revolves around Jesus Christ. That great light. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I feel that tonight. Brother, that great light is Christ. Amen. But here's a physical picture of some spiritual truth. Amen. These two lights represent something. I've already told you. The great light is the sun. It represents Christ. As a matter of fact, well, I can feel that tonight. I'm glad for Christ. I'm glad my life revolves around Him. Amen. Telling of the world things, of that everything revolves around the earth, of that everything in the universe revolves around the sun. And I'm telling you, everything revolves around Jesus Christ. Amen. If it wasn't for Him, they'd be nothing. Amen. Amen. Praise His name. Well, I feel pretty good tonight. But I want to preach a little bit on the lesser light
Jesus told them there. He said, I'm the light. When I go away, ye are the light.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
You know who the lesser light is. It's the grand old church.
Yep.
Amen. Tonight, if it wasn't for amen, Christ, there wouldn't be a lesser light. But I'm telling you, Christ set up the church, amen, to be the light in the absence of the greater light.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless his name.
Amen.
Yep. Woo! Lord. We are the light.
Amen.
Amen.
The church is a lesser light.
Right.
Matter of fact,
yep,
the moon cannot produce light. You know that? The moon, all it does is a reflection of the sun. And you know what the church is? We can't produce light. All we are is a reflection of the greater light. Amen. Bless his name. But we can't produce it. Only thing we can do is reflect what Christ has done in us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When I was a little boy, we used to sing in the choir class, "Let by letting your light shine." This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hiding under a bushel low, I'm going to let it shine. And you know what the church ought to be doing? And you know what our purpose is?
Yeah.
It's to be a light in the time of darkness. Amen. The Bible said that he made the moon and the sun a roof over darkness. Amen. When Christ went away, he left the church. Amen. We've got power. We've got rule. We've got authority over darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Somebody said the church has no power. That's a lie right there.
Yeah.
The church has authority over darkness.
Amen.
I remember when my dad was growing up, he told me sometimes, he said, you know what happened? He said the politicians, if they wanted to get a vote, you know where they hang out? They go to the church house and see what they thought about it. Because they knew the church had authority. I'll tell you, friends, they make fun of us. They laugh at us. But we still alive.
Hey.
We're still the present.
Hey.
Amen. That God is using to show the world that there's something better than darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He left a lesser light. Ain't you glad for the church?
Yes, sir. Yes.
There's power in the church.
There is.
Matter of fact, whatsoever shall be bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. The church has the power. That's right. We have the authority over things of this world.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm so tired of darkness ruling the church.
Yes.
Listen, we ought to rule over darkness. That is our authority.
Yes.
God gave it to us.
Yes.
God gave us the authority to rule over darkness.
Amen.
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 Don't get mad at me tonight.
Oh.
But the church has authority to make decisions according to this book. Amen.
Hey.
I don't care what a party you're affiliated, doesn't matter. But I want somebody that's going to go by the book as close as they can.
Yeah.
I know we've got two evils, Democrat, Republican, the middle ground. Folks, listen, I know politicians, politicians were just a vote, but to God we're something more than that. We're oppressors. I'm telling you, I'm going to vote according to what that Bible says.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey.
And listen, I might not have a lot of authority in Washington, but I get on my knees and pray that God puts the man in there that needs to be there.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
We used still have power. How power is power in prayer, brother.
Amen.
The church, the lesser light, has authority, has power. Man, I feel bad. Well, I'm glad for the power of the church. I'm glad for the authority of the church. Listen, it's not a chore to be a member of the church. I didn't join any now. God placed me in the church. Amen. I just want to put on, shake your hand. I want to tell you something. Listen, I never joined the church. God bore me into the church.
Right.
You know what the church is? It's that call out assembly that God set up a rule in the time of the greater light of being absent.
Hey.
And I'm telling you, it's our job to let the light shine.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's watching you.
Hey.
That's right. You don't think folks is watching you? Just stay home on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday. I know people get sick. Things happen. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about just stay home, lay out, and see if your neighbors ain't looking out the window.
Yeah.
Wonder why so-and-so's car is there. Must be sick. Better go check on them. There's a routine that we have. Now, I know we all have get sickness and things, and please don't take that wrong. Listen, I know there's times you can't make it to church. I know that. But I'll tell you, listen, our neighbors ought to know who we serve.
Right.
And then there's something wrong when you can live next door to somebody for 30 years and they don't even know you go to church. You ain't being a too good a life. Amen. Listen, I can't live when I move him and my neighbor come over and offer me some alcohol and invite me into the neighborhood. I said, no, sir. I'm a child of God. I'm drinking from a different fountain. I don't need that stuff.
Hey.
He said, you must be a Christian.
Hallelujah.
I said, amen. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hey. Amen. I'm God gives us ability.
Hey.
In the silent darkness.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank you.
My neighbor Ben, he said, well, I'm a Christian. I said, that right? He said, yeah. I said, tell me when you got born again. Looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Didn't know what I was talking about. I believe there's some folks here who can tell me when you got born again.
Amen.
Man, I feel that. I'll tell you, there's some folks in here glowing tonight. Listen, I can see it all over your face. I feel that. How you know why you're a glowing, brother? How you know why you raise your hand and praise the Lord? It's not what you've done.
No.
It's nothing near your ability.
Oh,
it's what Christ is in you.
Yeah.
All we got to do is let it shine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I told Ben, my neighbor, I said, tell me when you got saved. He said, I joined this church and that. I said, do you have an experience of salvation? He said, I don't know what that is. I said, here's what you need to do. Come on down to church house today.
Yeah.
Now, by the church, he didn't come right away.
Come see. Yeah.
But about 3 weeks, he come. Got down to the church. If our gospel be hidden, it's hidden in the lost. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ is shine unto him. I'm going to tell you what it takes to get sinners saved. Now, don't get mad at me tonight. It ain't a track. It ain't talking to men. It's preaching of the gospel. Amen. Tonight. And still, please, God, through the foolishness of preaching, I'm saying to you, that would believe. And listen, when you get under the gospel, the light will shine. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. It takes preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Ben went to church. Took his whole family. Got under old time conviction. I was driving home from a revival meeting. And my wife called. She got home before I did. We drove separate that night. She had said I'd get home early. And I stayed around for a while. She got home. She said, I got some news for you. I said, what's that? He said, remember your Christian neighbor gospel's free.
Exactly right. Yes, sir.
Jesus said, if I had spoken, they'd have no, they'd have a cloak for their sin.
Yeah.
But now that I've spoken, they have no cloak. Amen.
Right.
The gospel will jerk the cover right off of you.
Amen. Boy, it sure will.
Definitely. I used to hate when people come in. When I was a little boy, she jerked the cover off of me and turned the light on.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, quit doing that. I was feeling pretty good in my sleep and my slumber. I didn't have a care in the world. She turned that light on. She jerked the cover off. I'll tell you something, brother. It aggravated me. When God got me in the grand old church, He jerked the cover off of me. He shined the light on me. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. If I don't get saved, I'm on my way to hell.
Amen.
Thank God for division.
Amen. Amen.
You know what light does? It divides.
It sure does, man.
Yes,
Lord.
Man, it feels good. You don't have to do nothing to have darkness.
Right.
What happens when you turn the light on? What happens to darkness? It's overcome by the light. You know why people don't like preaching? You know why people don't like you testifying and giving your testimony and talking about Jesus? Because it turns the light on and jerks the cover off.
Yep.
Amen. He that doeth evil hateth the light. Unless he believe his deeds be reproved. Well, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be manifested, that they are wrought in God. I tell you, those that love the light, they don't mind heart preaching, they don't mind testifying, they don't mind shouting, because what you are showing is what I got. Amen. I am a stranger.
Amen.
To the light.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. The light's got the power. Amen. Over darkness. You know what happens? People don't like the light. But the Bible says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
Amen.
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 Hey, you know why we're showing the light? You know why we want to be a light that they can see our good works and glorify us, though, but glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. You know why we show our light? You know why we live right and try to do the right things, go to the right places, amen, be right in our business? It's because of somebody in the watching.
Amen.
Check what we do. Those barbarous people. The Bible said when he was shipwrecked, Paul was building a fire, and the old serpent reached out and lashed him on the hand. They said he's going to die now. Again, you remember when you got saved and you got rid of sin and threw it off in the fire? They watched you, didn't they? They said, old Tab ain't going to last a week.
Yeah.
How long have you been saved?
How long have you been saved?
1973. Amen. There's still some of them might be still watching you. But the Bible says those barbarous people watched him. And listen, somebody is watching me and you.
Yep.
Sure
are.
Here's the part I like.
Well, we do.
They said after they watched him for a long time.
Yeah.
Amen.
And said, this man ain't going to make it. He's serving some God that ain't going to help him. He's been mean to the little God. Paul was a servant of God.
Yes, he was.
The heaven and earth. And after they watched him a long time, the Bible said that they changed their minds.
Amen.
I wonder if somebody's watching you this evening. I wonder if your neighbors are looking at you. I wonder if your grandchildren, your children, is watching you. And I wonder if they've changed their mind. I want to say this. Well, it does matter how we treat one another. It does matter how we handle things. Somebody is watching you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Woo!
Amen.
The power of that light.
Lord.
Man, I feel bad.
Thank you.
But you know something that interested me? I was watching something, read something one time, and you know what Tabitha said about the earth? You know how fast it rotates in the middle of the equator? Equator, 1,000 miles an hour. You know what keeps things from flying apart? I don't know if you got that or not, but it's blessing me. Amen. It's right. Hey, listen, the gravity of the moon holds things together. And you know what? If it wasn't for the pull of the turns, if it wasn't for the stability of the turns, our whole lives would be a mess. And they cannot. They know it's hurt. They come to a place.
Thank you. Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
It's when I get away from church. It's when I quit going to church.
Right.
Yeah. Things start falling apart.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? Amen. Amen. But if I ever want to get my life back in order, you know where I have to go? Back to the pool of the church.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if that blesses you. It's just I remember when my life was falling apart. I listened for circumstances I couldn't control. I was losing everything I had. And you know what the church did? And they come together, had a benefit saying, amen, help me in my time of trouble. I hate that they did it in one way, but you talk about faithful. I tell you, Brother Tab, I hope if you get in trouble, I do for you.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what the church ought to do. We all love one another. Amen.
Hey.
Especially when our lives are falling apart.
Amen. What we ought to do, yes, sir.
When you see your brother or sister struggling,
yes, sir,
having trouble, don't push them away.
That's right. Help
them. Pull them back in.
Yes, sir. Pull them in. Yes, sir.
Yep. Oh, Lord. The church has got such a wonderful pull. I remember when I was lost without God, how the church pulled me and I didn't even know it.
Yes,
you remember when you told me you was out for 40-some years, didn't know anything about church. But ain't you glad that God pulled you in?
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I didn't even know nothing about it.
Hallelujah.
And somebody was praying for you and praying for me. We didn't even know nothing. We just found ourselves one day showing up and sitting in the church house.
Yep.
I didn't even know how I got there. I didn't even know why I'm sitting here. And then the fool, I just kept pulling you. I didn't get mad and leave. I ain't never coming back. And praise God, the church, the fool, would keep drawing you.
Pull
right
me back.
In.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Pull me back in. Yes, sir.
You know why people come to church? I've had sinners tell me, I don't know how I even got in the door. I'll tell you how. Because it's been a church praying for you.
Amen.
Hey. We're pulling for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't know nothing about church as far as the pool was concerned. But I'll tell you, as a little boy, when my dad passed away, listen, my dad had such a great influence and such a pull on my life. Listen, when they rolled him out, he died of a heart attack. When they rolled him out of that home, listen, 8119 Pine Avenue in Deer Park, Ohio, they rolled him out. I seen him for the very last time, the way he was. But I'll see him again. But I tell you, he had a prayerful life. He prayed for me and my kid, my brother and sisters, that God would draw us in.
Yes,
amen.
Hey.
When they rolled all that out, I said, Lord, I went and prayed in that little old war spot. You've heard me tell the story. That shag carpet down there, 1976. Little old boy put my knees in that little war place where Daddy prayed. And you know what he was doing? He was pulling for
Christ.
Oh, yeah.
thank God for the church. There's a lot of folks that I got Christ who don't need the church. You need them both. All we can do is reflect the greater light.
Amen.
I'm going to close with this. You know why the church, I'm going to be honest, seems like the church ain't as bright as it used to be.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
But you know what? The church goes through phases. You know the moon goes through phases. Quarter moon, half moon, and then when it seems like it's not even doing anything at all. There's something they call a new moon.
Yep.
You can't appreciate a new moon unless you ain't had one for a while. Right. I'm going to tell you something.
Hey.
I remember the days when the church was on fire. I'd ram on them. They'd throw the bonnets. Listen, they'd be preaching on the outside. I remember coming in church. Two or three preachers, one in the back, one in the front, one in the middle. They'd all be preaching at the same time. Somebody said, that's confusion. No. That's the leadership of the Spirit. And it was power. Church had so much power, they was close to him.
Right. Amen.
Now you got the internet and the web. No wonder they call it a net and a web. Everybody's on that net and web.
Yes, sir.
They forgot how to get close to God.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes you got to turn the television off, the internet off,
sir.
Kill the phone, get in your prayer closet, get where God can use you.
Yep.
Quit worrying about.
Yep.
Listen, learning something on the internet, learn something from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's what my dad and mom didn't used to do.
Oh,
the Bible said, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask for God.
Hey,
all man liberty, unbreaketh it not. Hey, you know how much, I want to tell you something. Somebody said, well, I felt sorry for those older timers. I didn't have much education. I want to tell you something. They had more wisdom.
Yeah.
Than you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get trapped in the things of this world.
Yeah.
They focus on Christ. They had power.
Yeah.
They had an influence. You know what?
say this in closing. I want to encourage the church. I know you're going through phases tonight. I know the church is going through some hard phases. Might not seem as spiritual as we have been in the past, but as I preach this morning, just keep doing what God tells you.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
We'll go through phases.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We'll go through phases. But this time of little light, sometimes you may not feel as strong as you did maybe a month ago.
Thank you.
But just hold on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, in the absence of light, when it shows up, you'll appreciate it a whole lot more.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God hasn't changed.
Nobody can.
His power is just as strong as it all.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You got that right. Yes.
The light is still intact. The light is still shining.
Yes.
They pay no attention to the church now. They got artificial lights. They got imitation.
Well,
Grandpa said before there was ever, you could have an imitation, it had to be a real one.
Well,
ain't you glad you know what the real one is?
Amen.
That's the message tonight. I don't know if this message helped you or not, but it sure helped me to preach it. You know what the scripture reminds me? You know what simple things like that in the Bible? The Bible's a living book.
Amen.
You can't exhaust it. It's spiritual. You can't read it enough. You can't outdo it. The Word of God has enough power to help us in every situation we
get.
All we have to do is spend some time. They sang that old song, "There's some days I like to be all alone with Christ the Lord. I can tell him all my troubles."
Hey.
How long has it been since we've been alone with God?
Praise the Lord.
How long has it been when we put our face in this blessed blackness he gave us? Studied it. I can show people how wise we are, but to glorify God and have an answer for everyone.
Amen.
That's
just
some hope
Amen.
On us, that the hope is within us from weakness.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
How long has it been? I'm going to tell you to get through some dark times.
Lord,
we need to get closer to the great
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know God put the sun, I'm closing. You know, if I heard somebody say one time, if the sun or if the moon our earth was just 1 mile. The earth was 1 mile closer to the sun. We'd burn up. It was 1 mile away. We'd freeze to death. But God, in his infinite wisdom, placed the earth right in the right spot.
Right. Amen.
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 In the right position.
Exactly. Perfect.
The church has its purpose.
Yes.
The church has a purpose. And it's for your children and grandchildren to see Jesus in you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
They're looking
for light. You're exactly right.
They're looking for something.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God help us if they can't see Jesus in us.
Amen.
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 Can the world see Jesus in me? Can the world see Jesus in you?
Amen.
Does your love for him ring true?
Thank you, Lord.
Can the world see Jesus in you?
God bless.
That's the message.
God bless.
Close out, somebody. Thank the Lord. I'm done. If you're here tonight, as they get ready to come, can you sing one verse of song? If you're here tonight, maybe God spoke to your heart. We'll give an invitation. I want to say this tonight. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's looking. Maybe you're not as close as you need to be tonight. Why don't you get close to Jesus tonight? There's comfort in that. You know what? You know, one of the greatest times of years that I love is summertime. You know why? Because there's warmth there. There's comfort there.
Yeah.
That's when the earth is closest to the sun.
Yeah.
You know, there's comfort when I'm close to him. There's no darkness if I'm basking in the light. God shows me clear. If I'm in the room and you turn the lights out, I'll stumble around, fall over things, can't see. But you turn the light on, I get around obstacles. That's why
Tell him.
Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
Amen.
Thankful again for another opportunity to be out to church. And I've never, all the years I know, I've never heard that scripture brought out that way. Great message, and thankful for the light, thankful for the creation,
yes,
thankful
sir.
For that.
Amen.
I mean, God, like Brother Roger said, God, when he created everything, he knew exactly where to put
right.
everything.
Amen.
It
Amen.
Didn't happen by a big explosion.
That's right. Amen.
It, God put Amen. Everything in its place,
Amen.
And thankful for that, and thankful for the light that he had, that we had through him. And we need to let that light shine to the lost. Let our neighbors and family see our light. Because if we neglect to do our duties, then the old devil's had is defeating us. And, you know, the only way that we can be defeated is just within ourselves. And we look to God. I mean, he's always there, willing and able and ready to help us.
Lord help us.
Great message. We're thankful for it. Anybody have anything that want to speak before we come to a close this evening?
Those people Brother Roger talking about staying at home and worshiping God and all that. Brother Roger, their battery is going to go weak doing that. I come to church, be charged.
That's right.
And that's what I need church for.
That's
right. Every day that I can be here, as long as the Lord gives me the help, I'll be here.
God bless.
It's time to go.
God help us.
I love the Lord. And I want to be a light to my lost people, my lost, not just mine, but yours too.
Yep.
I know your son, Brother Jerry. You know, he has worked with him for several years. Even when I worked with him back then, there's one of them times I was talking to Brother Roger about the faith. I didn't know the Lord.
Yeah.
I knew of him, but I didn't know him.
Yeah.
So I didn't help your son out of him. And I apologize for that, which I know that was back before I was saved, and God forgave me all that. But, I wish I could have done something different. Been different, and maybe showed him a lot, maybe he'd be in church.
I'm sure we can all say that.
Sure, God help us.
We've all failed, God, and I mean, when you're not a child of God, I mean, you're a child of the devil. You're doing the devil's work.
Yeah.
But when we become a child of God, that's when we need to be doing God's work. Anybody else have anything?
Your brother Chris was talking to the Sunday school this morning about Paul and how he killed the people. You know, I never really actually killed anybody as far as chopping their heads off or shooting them or anything like that. But I often wonder, during my life, how many souls did I keep? How many souls did I hurt from doing what I did? I often wonder about that.
Thank God for his grace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God still loves me. He pulled me in.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? If not, before we come to a close, tonight was supposed to be our monthly business meeting. I failed to mention it this morning, and I think we need to postpone it. And how we'll state it, I won't get a motion in a second on this, and carried by the church. We postpone it till next Sunday, or if then next Sunday comes, they want to postpone it until our annual election, our business meeting in October. We'll just set it up that way. So can we have a motion that we postpone the business meeting of tonight till next Sunday?
Brother Jerry, I make the motion we postpone the business meeting to next available time.
Okay, can we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
case, and we'll take care of, took care of that. So let's all continue to remember Brother Roger and his family in prayer, and all of our sister churches.
Right.
Today has just been a great uplift to me.
Thankful
for it. So if nothing else, anybody else have anything on your heart? It does me good to see these little children raised up in church and
Amen.
Hearing the gospel.
Amen.
That's something, I mean, if they don't accept it when they're young, I mean, it will be with them the rest of their life. God work with them. It's up to them. Boy, I just love to see little kids in the church.
Amen.
We raised Jerry, our son, in church. And he needs the Lord. But I think God will work with him. Humble him down. If no one else has anything on your heart, we'll stand to be dismissed and remember Wednesday night service and our Sunday service. So we'll ask Brother Tab if he would to dismiss us.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. You are the blessings you give us, Lord.
Yes, God.
We owe you so much.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, for the ones that have moved and the ones that
yes, God.
Lord, save your home.
Have mercy.
Lord, if they can feel the presence of the Lord. We just so thankful you gave us a gift.
Yes.
We have earned. We've just been so blessed. We want to keep your hand upon the church and help the brothers and sisters and let us be alive.
Yes,
beyond the church,
help us.
Let it shine.